There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Wednesdays with the Maestro and Mere Moments, DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of the NFL. And this week, new customers can bet $5 and pocket $200 in free bets instantly. Download the app and use the code VSiN when you sign up. VSIN. DraftKings.com for full details.
All right, the Maestro himself joins us now. He is the VP of Circa Resort and Casino, the Golden Gate and the D in downtown Las Vegas. Mike Palm, not on studio today, but on Skype. Regardless, good to see you, pal. How are you?
Good morning, Mitch. Good morning, Paul. Good morning, New Brunswick, Maine, our loyal Nesson family. New City, Illinois, peekaboo, Marquis, we see you. Newfoundland, Canada, watching on Rogers Sportsnet. New Albany, Pennsylvania on AT&T in the Pittsburgh area, and Newport Beach, California, sunrise over Spectrum. We say good morning and an early happy new year.
How was Christmas with, three little ones?
Christmas with my son for Christmas Eve. We went to midnight mass, and then he opened some presents in the morning. Then he went to his grandma's house. It's her birthday on Christmas, a big day there. They had over 65, 70 people. Her name is Nat Vidad. But my wife and the baby still in the Philippines, and then my stepdaughter with her grandmother in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Okay. So I told the story earlier in the show. It was the really long-winded version of Mad Dog, the entry in Circa Survivor, who nearly scooped the entire pot, right? Nearly $6.1 million to him on Christmas Eve night. Had the Steelers lost at home to the Raiders, he's the winner, the lone winner of the entire event. And it's quite the story. If you missed any of it, you can go back and find the Follow the Money podcast. I did it in the second segment of today's show, so 7:15 Pacific time. Mike, he told me that he's played poker for a long time. He's gambled for like decades. He's in his early 50s. A couple things. The only reason why he called me to tell me the story is because he loves Derek Stevens. He loves the contest. He loves what you guys do here at Circa. He brought up there's no juice, there's no rake. He had the bonus there. He tells all of his buddies and people that he wants the contest to be bigger and bigger and bigger every single year. And he knows that, you know, the gambling community, they love hearing good gambling stories, whether it's, you know, you win fortunes or it's a really, really bad beat like that. Just your entire thought process and what you were thinking, because you called it going into the weekend like the most important or the craziest weekend in Survivor history, and it played out like that.
It certainly did. I said it's the greatest weekend of all time. Mm-hmm. Think about this, Mitch. The first 7 weeks, we went from 6,100 plus entries to 130. The next 7 weeks, which included the double hit on Thanksgiving, we went from 130 to 70. And then in the last 4 weeks, which includes the double Christmas, we went from 70 to 3, 14 to 3. You know, we discussed on Saturday night, if we had all the money in the world and we could get down, what would we do? I said I would lay 2.1 million at minus 140 on the Steelers and hope the Steelers won, because you pick up 1.5 million, you're still live for the 6.1. Did you ask him, Mad Dog Mitch, if he was able to monetize his position?
Okay, so you're probably not going to like this answer. One of the first sentences out of his mouth is he has a high tolerance for pain. He's never hedged. He doesn't believe in hedging. I told the story that he had 3,000 on the Panthers the year they made the Super Bowl against the Patriots at 75-1. Didn't hedge a penny. He doesn't really believe in it. Now, the person I talked to was one half of the entry. The other half is actually Mad Dog himself. He said Mad Dog was able to get down. He won about 50,000, but the three regrets that Mad Dog has: one, Derek Carr hates him; two, the Dolphins not scoring a single point; and three, not getting down more money. But the person I talked to said he doesn't have a regret. And he told me that he could have gotten down probably 500,000 had he tried, and he didn't do it.
Yeah. It's interesting. Everybody has their own philosophy. Now, my understanding is that these three have gotten together, and on the table is a chop. But at least one of them at this point is preferring to play it out, and he'll monetize his ticket the way he wants to. But it's not in his nature to chop either. I wonder if the Mad Dog you talked to there from Texas has ever chopped in a poker tournament. If you sure. Go online, he's got poker tournament results. So we know he's been playing poker for. But anyhow, it's fascinating. And now look at the position these guys are in. The tough week is really next week, not this Sunday, but I think next week, because right now for us to predict, you don't know if things are still matter to people. I look at next week first. So look at it backwards. Seahawks, if they're still in it, host the Rams. They might be the biggest favorite of the weekend. Only Jed has them available. The Chargers, who will be at the Broncos. Now, what do they have to play for? Are they playing for a position where they don't want to play Kansas City? You know, are they playing for a higher wild card? Only Brown A has them. He has them this week as well. Brown A has the only one that has the Chargers as a 6.5-point favorite against the Rams. Everybody has the Lions, 6-point home favorite against the Bears. Everybody has Jacksonville, be it a road game, but Jacksonville now, if the season ended today, would be the number 4 seed in the South champ. And then Brown A and the enemy within both have the Giants this week as well. So I wonder if Brown A might save the Chargers this weekend for next weekend, being that nobody besides Jed really has a clear-cut favorite outside of the Chargers. But then again, we don't know if people have been eliminated or not.
Yeah.
Been eliminated or not next week.
It's tempting to take the Lions, season on the line, off a bad loss, and the Bears want to get the number one pick. I would think the Lions should be able to cover and win the game as well. I'm glad you brought up the poker comparison, because you know we've chopped in a blackjack. I chopped in a blackjack tournament. How would that work? Because as the great Joe, who works here and all over, pointed out, even though you chop, someone has to be declared the winner, and then it would get the big prize, right? Isn't that true?
If they could all agree not to submit a pick, Paulie, and then it would be a 3-way chop.
Okay.
Oh, that's the way around it.
Mm-hmm. But you got it. There's a lot of trust.
Oh, that's a lot of trust.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, my God. You have to be in the same room as everybody else. Phones down. You can't talk to anybody. That's... no proxy, anything like that. So he told me again that he could have gotten down 500,000. And Paulie and I were both asked this question like yesterday, and it's tricky, Mike, because the Tennessee game got pushed back, meaning he only had about 2.5 hours to operate there before the Sunday night game on Christmas Eve. Let's say he played it out to where he came to Las Vegas and he talked to the properties in advance. How much money do you think he comfortably could have gotten down beforehand? I told people hundreds of thousands of dollars if he spread it out. Do you think that's a little unfair, or is that accurate?
He could have got 100 with Circa.
Yep.
I'm sure he could have probably got 50 with William Hill. I think he could have probably got 400, maybe. You know, I would go over 300 for sure, spreading it out on the dip. Now, really, there's only about six independent lines, right? So you got to take that into account. He might have been able to get down more if they moved the number on him to let him bet 50 and move it bet 50 again. But I think he could have probably got close to the 500.
So what you said Sunday with Brent was very good, Brent Musburger, about why you would go so much if you were in this position, because your thinking is, I can win my bet, which I would want to do, and I can pocket $1 million, and I'm still alive for the $6 million.
If you put $2.1 million on Pittsburgh minus 140 and the Raiders won, you lose 2.1 and you win 6, you win 4, right? If the game ties, you push that bet and you win a 6.1 clear. Or if the Steelers win, you're up $1.5 million and now you can position yourself. Even if you had Miami, you could have made a large money line wager on Tampa Bay, right? Because he could have still won $1.5 million if Tampa and the Chargers had both lost that week, too. So he had a hedging position even after Miami lost. But to the point, mm-hmm. I mean, they're up 10 and they fumble at the 2 minutes at midfield, and then it all goes awry. I wonder if that Mad Dog entry has a case against Derek Carr. Could they recover some of the money from him?
Oh, man. Send him an IOU.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I can't imagine. I mean, think about that. The two teams that got him, right?
Oh.
The Raiders did not score in the second half after leading the entire way against the Steelers, pissed that game away. And then they come back and they fire on the Dolphins the next day. They're still alive. And if Mostert doesn't fumble, I'm pretty convinced that game is over with. The Dolphins win. But he did. That changed the... And then Tua with the concussion.
Yeah. Yeah. And forget about points. He just needs a first down in the or a
That's
stop.
It.
Carr, Mike, where's the pass to Adams on the sideline? Who is that throwing to? Who's he throwing to? 10 yards.
Mad Dog was second and five away from $6 million.
Yes.
Second and five.
Yes.
Yep.
And within 18 hours, it's gone.
Yes.
Like that, vanishes. It's got to be one of the worst beats in history.
It's very interesting in the sample size of 3 years, though. But we see, especially in Survivor, these folks kind of live their life and they play it how they live their life. They don't chop. Billy Chippis, you know, he doubled down.
Right.
He had a huge hedging opportunity to take the Broncos in 10 in that game, right? No, he doubled down with Kansas City. They lived their life and they got here the way they got here and they move forward. But because, you know, it really, the Survivor is the everyman contest. It's the roofer and the plumber and this, you know, it that's what makes it so great to me.
Yep. And you know, the deeper we get into this thing too, the more people that you talk to that are making deep runs, exactly what you just said, more people don't believe in hedging. They're just like, that's not who I am. I've never done it, so I'm not going to start to do it now. And you can disagree with it all you want, obviously. So hang tight, Mike. We're going to bring you back for another segment. And it's very early. I mean, by God, have you guys even started to talk about next year? Because there's a new wrinkle in the NFL schedule starting next year. And think about it like this. I mean, you had the whole separate weeks with Christmas and then, you know, Thanksgiving. What if they flex out of the Monday night game that's original? Then what?
Absolutely.
Then what do you do? I can't. I mean, the wheels already have to be spinning in the risk room here at Circa. You, Derek, everybody else. We'll ask you about that exact scenario coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Countdown to 2023 has started. BetRivers Online Sportsbook has you covered to start the new year off with a bang. Join BetRivers on both New Year's Eve and New Year's Day to ring in 2023. Log in or download the app. December 31st, you get a 22% profit boost. Log in again New Year's Day for a 23% profit boost on any qualifying wager. Celebrate with not one, but two profit boosts. Great house specials, dynamite menu. It's a whole new game at BetRivers.
Okay, so we continue here with the maestro, Mike Palm. He's on Skype today. We were talking about Circa Survivor in the previous segment. Let's move forward to 2023 and maybe beyond that, Mike, because this is going to be an ongoing thing now starting next year where the league announced starting next year, Monday Night Football finally will include flex scheduling from weeks 14 through 18 and will also feature three Monday Night Football doubleheaders. What does that do to potential like chaos with the scheduling and then how Derek likes to get creative with the Survivor and how it works here?
So at the end of the day, Mitch, every year we sit down about 2 weeks after the Super Bowl, so late February, in a room with Derek, myself, Jeff Benson, Matt Metcalf, Chris Bennett, Drew, and we sit down and we talk about, are there any rule changes? And we look for what the schedule's going to look like. And then we try to draft rules, how we anticipate the schedule being, and come up with the guarantee and this and that, maximum number of entries, any tweaking we want to do. But then remember, we never open the contest up until the schedule's released because you just don't know. And until we actually can sit down and all of us look at the entire schedule and all the rules and, like you say, the flex and put it into it, we can't make any decision. We can't write any rules in stone. So that's why people say, can it be opened by March Madness? It can't because the schedule isn't out yet. So this is the process every year, and it will be. But it looks like Roger wants to make it trickier for us.
That certainly would be. That's a wrench into things, well, big time.
Mike, imagine, because, right, people were talking about this on Saturday for a minute. Imagine if the Tennessee-Houston game got moved to Sunday.
you know, Thomas Gable, that's the director of the race and sports at the Borgata, sent me a text, and he said, I can't believe that an electric company might decide the Survivor.
Yeah, that was in play. Could you believe that? I mean, I was worried. Are they going to play this game?
They lost anyway, but the three people who took Tennessee, you're bounced.
You're out.
It might have been less painful to have the game moved than to watch Malik Willis.
I think you might be right. You might be right.
Oh, my God. That would have been a fiasco. No, but also to your point about you're saving someone all year, and then, whoops, suddenly it's not the Monday night game, right?
Yeah.
You're right. You're saving Tampa Bay on Christmas. Well, you know, not that would have been moved, but...
Sure,
absolutely. So how about another contest that we haven't mentioned in about a month? You spent some time away on the road, but also there's only 2 weeks left. Run down Circa Millions, first place $1 million, booby prize, quarterlies, 2 weeks left. Everything's up for grabs here, how tight this is.
What a beautiful graph you have there. So first through 10th is separated by 3.5 points, with first through fifth all being individual slots with Enut. Now, remember, Enut finished second in the second quarter, so he got a payout already. He's at 56 and leading the pack, and then King Brutus, 55.5, Look Ma No Hands, 55, and down the list, 54.5, 54, two at 53, and two at 52.5. So 10 picks left. Anything could happen, but I would think you'd need to be within like about three to have a shot at the top spot when people are picking at this pace. In terms of the booby prize for the whole year, now that's 100,000 too, and then the second place also gets paid this year, the half a booby. Sunday Best is alone with 53 losses, loss or ties is half, and then three people tied for second, one whole game behind them at 52. The fourth quarter, which is 5 weeks, so we've completed three, 2 weeks to go. 13.5 points leads the way. Four entries with 13, six with 12.5. And then five people for the quarterly booby. Five people are tied at 2 and 13, and seven more at 2, 12, and 1. So very interesting there as well. I mean, that's a logjam for the quarterly booby.
Imagine you put together a season like that. I'm looking for the last place leaders. You're 26, 52, and 2. You make it your goal to finish with the booby prize.
Yeah.
And you have three people that close to you, and you might not win with 2 weeks to go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
How is least, the... Yeah, go ahead.
At least there's two spots paid this year, so that's yep. some consolation there.
Yep. Yeah,
good call.
How's the handle been on the bowl games?
Down, but now maybe it yesterday picked up a little bit. It's sort of been a staggered schedule and some unattractive matchups and predictable games, but I've talked to people around the industry, and as a whole, handle down. Maybe some of it had to do with the overlap, the beginning of it with World Cup, but we'll see now. We're starting to get four games a day and into some of the better matchups, how it is. But, you know, the luster is off some of the bigger bowl games anyhow now, to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you talk about Orange Bowl and Rose Bowl, and you're getting the second and third place teams from conferences because of the playoff situation.
Yeah, I wonder, Mike, if there's something to that, right? Because not only is the juice out of most of these games, and people are going to bet on anything, obviously, pros for sure, but even if it's like, you know what, they look for the motivation, they're examining the transfer portal, and at some point they just put their hands up in the air like, it's too much. Like, it's too much of my time. It sucks the life out of me trying to handicap these games.
I think the only thing you can do is sort of wait and bet them in game, you know, and look, when the quarterback goes out, you know, the Utah State quarterback went out there in the second half, mm-hmm. and you try to handicap these games, or the coaches coming in. I mean, are the new coaches calling plays already, or what? I mean, mind numbing the ending of that, the fourth quarter, the Wisconsin game, and some of the coaching decisions on both sides last night.
Can we get a close game in one of the two semis on Saturday? And I'm sure you have a monster handle there. And what would you think of an Ohio State-Michigan game for all the marbles, if we can get that?
I think Ohio State either gets blown out or wins the game. I don't think that the six is going to matter mm-hmm. in any way, or 6.5. I like Michigan in the other one. So you could get the rematch there. And then, if you're Michigan, would you rather play Georgia, who you were not competitive with last year, or would you rather try to beat Ohio State twice? Neither of them is a good option.
I'd probably lean Ohio State, though, would you not? Georgia's the best team in the country, and you got your doors blown off last year, and it's not a good matchup for them.
Yeah, if you can't run the ball, they're in trouble. If Michigan can run the ball, then that's their only shot to open up the passing game. But I think I have Georgia. I bet Georgia to win it all. So I think it's a Michigan-Georgia final.
Yeah, I mean, they're using this as motivation. Why it allowed them to get, well, not allowed them, but they use it as motivation to get back to this point. What happened against Georgia? But you're right, that did not go well in the semifinal, and getting blown out as well. What are you, Undertaker? What are you doing that the Premier League has been back? And 9 of the 10 games have gone over so far.
Over easily.
Yes.
I've been focused more on the Championship League ball. And we have Preston playing tomorrow. There's a full slate. Yeah, this Premier League, I took a wait-and-see approach, and it's been guns a-blazing here. Although Nigel's red hot. Rashford to score the first goal would have been even juicier. Leicester over. I mean, he's nailed every one of these games. So maybe just follow him for now. But certainly a lot of scoring coming out of the break. Tottenham 2-2, they get down 2-0. Pretty incredible.
Nigel Seeley's going to be on the program tomorrow, by the way.
With several picks. Yes. Great job, Mike.
Thank you, fellas.
All right.
We'll see you next week, and we'll recap the best no hyperbole of 2022.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Looking forward to that.
Very good.
There it is. Mike Palm.
Be good. Have a good week.
The man. VP Circa, Golden Gate, and the D. Nigel, I forgot about that. He gave out Rashford to score, too.
He did.
And that happened. So he has been on fire, and he has a ton of picks tomorrow with the soccer.
So Mike said, had Mad Dog been in town here in Las Vegas alone, because we've got this question a lot again, how much money do you think he could have gotten down? Mike said $300,000 to $400,000 probably.
I'd go over that. I'd definitely go under the one. I guess so. Mike's thing was if you had all the money in the world and you could get it down, but I would say under $1 million and over four. 3-2-3, because I forgot about the Tennessee game running late. But 2-3 hours notice, standalone NFL game. They're already heavy on the favorite. A 1-point move to 2.5. I think he'd get. Wouldn't you just go up to Derek and say, Derek, will you take three, please?
I think he
would.
That's the first guy you talk to.
Derek, take three, take four, whatever.
Yeah, they were recently taking $200,000 on the app on NFL games.
Yeah, he'd take, yeah.
So that's two right there, and if you talk to him a little bit more about it, he'd take probably more than that. Again, if you talk to people at MGM, they'll probably take a big bet. William Hill, I'm guessing, as well.
Well, that's another scenario.
Westgate could.
Yeah, let him move the number on you, too.
Yeah.
Let him move the money line on the Steelers.
Right,
pop it for whatever. Let me hit it again. Let me hit it again.
Yep.
If it comes to that, I mean, you have to. That's how I look at it. It's unfortunate what happened to that group of Mad Dog, but when you're talking about, maybe not for the poker player, but it is life-changing money. What am I talking about both of them?
I must explain.
Unless the guy won a tournament I was not aware of.
Yeah, so he did explain to me that he's had some pretty decent poker scores
in
his life.
Did he elaborate?
He did. He said it was certainly not but he said six figures.
Okay.
And I think he said
good
multiple times too.
All right.
So
multiple six-figure cash.
He's been playing poker for a long. He bets, and he gets in Survivor. He gets in Circa Millions every single year. You know, he knows what he's doing. It's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. In Pocket Plays, what we are betting on today's card coming up next year on Follow the Money.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1. You're on.
Suddenly an enormous game Sunday. Everything that's gone wrong and the Patricia jokes, and rightfully so, the disaster that's been, New England can still make the playoffs. It's supposed to rain high of 50 as of now. How did that happen? But I'll go under 42 in the Miami-New England game. I still don't trust this Patriot offense. And with likely no Tua, playoff-type game, low scoring, I'll go under 42. And I've already gave out Cincinnati plus one on Monday night and Panthers-Bucks under 39.5 in the marquee matchup for the division in the NFC South. I don't see who's scoring in that game.
Okay.
So good luck out there.
Very good. I have a college basketball game that I like tonight.
All right.
You can find 3.5. It's around at several books. Well, a couple books anyway. 3 is also available, which I like as well. Missouri plus the points tonight against Kentucky. Missouri just blew out Illinois. I know they got their doors blasted against Kansas not that long ago. I think Kentucky is that great, and I don't really trust Cal, and they're going to be on the road tonight, and that's too many points in my opinion for Kentucky to be laying, so give me Missouri and the points in this game. I think I have some pending as well. Yeah. Sunday, out here, Niners minus 5.5 against the Raiders. Carr might sit, and I'm expecting 60-40, 65-35 Niners fans in Las Vegas. They're going to take over Allegiant Stadium. They're going to be loud. And even if it is Derek Carr, against this Niners defense, it could get very, very ugly. And he could wrap up the INT title, which would bring a tear to my eye on Sunday.
How about that? Yeah. Could be for the 2 seed, too, if they get help from Green Bay. Games at the same time. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials. Posted afternoon Eastern at BetRivers.com. couple of numbers, third period overs. Tampa Bay's on a 24-3 run in hockey. Buffalo 24-2. Florida 24-3 over a goal and a half, third period.
Wow, okay.
Numbers from our guy, Chris Otto.
I'm looking at the screen right now. The Giants are up to 6 against the Colts. Total's 38. That total is down from 42, and the point spread's up from 3 to 6. Oh.
Hard to think they can score on anybody with what we watched Monday night. Not like the Chargers have a good defense.
And I think this this is going to be Brian Daboll against Jeff Saturday. Daboll's in his first, think about this, first-year coach.
Yep.
And Saturday's in a tough, you know. But he accepted this, and this is kind of what he wanted. He's aiming for the job. I mean, Daboll in his first year could run circles around Saturday in this game.
That's a good point. And I don't see how Foles stands a chance with no running game and a horrific offensive line, and he can't move. He's turning the ball. I mean, Aikman's right. It's just a lack of reps with some of those mistakes he made.
I did not think it was going to be that ugly on Monday night.
No.
Did not see that one coming.
No. Intoxicated Panda? Although I forgot this one earlier.
That's a good team name.
Now they're intoxicated. Look at this guy now going down the hill. Go. And he keeps going over and he jumps out, right? And now I'm in the swing and I'm out of the swing.
Yeah.
Jump out of there and rolling back down. Now where's he going, right?
That's a fast crawl.
Yeah, he can move, right? Now he goes back. What's he, on a picnic table?
Yeah, he's on a bench or something.
He's on a bench, yeah.
A deck maybe.
And now.
Now he's in a wishing well.
He's just going. Some setup he has, right? Like to trade places with him, not a care in the world.
Right, right.
Yeah, just him and his thoughts.
Yeah, you know who that panda is? That panda is Jennifer Coolidge in White Lotus. Just a complete wreck.
Boy, you were upset yesterday.
I have zero empathy for her character. None.
It is something, right? Where I couldn't stand a character. It is something. Because Paul Charchian, from stand-up comedian, K-Fan also. Remember, he does a video game radio show as well, and he's big into TV. So it was a week straight of, you got to watch White Lotus. You got to check it out. People around Charch were telling him, stay away.
Stay away.
Stay away.
Far, far away from this.
So he won't even get involved.
No, he's...
So it's fascinating how people say, oh, you got to see. I loved your analogy too about, hey, smell this. Can you get, how bad is this? It's like, it was so...
Oh, yeah.
It was so underwhelming for me that I'm like, you have to, because if I'm crazy, you have to watch this.
Right.
And let me know, and then, you know,
see what people are actually telling me about.
And you felt some of the same, echoed my sentiments.
Yeah, I didn't get it. I don't understand. The characters are just, they're not good.
Now, you've done a nice job here, because it's a lot of hype and a lot of movement for Purdy, for Offensive Rookie of the Year. But the question is, how many games can you miss?
Right.
How many games can you actually play and win a major award like this?
So the most amount of games that he can start would be 6, right? He starts this week and the following week. That's going to be 6 starts under his belt. I went back and looked all the way since 2020. I went back that far. Could have gone back further, but 2020, the least amount of games any eventual Offensive Rookie of the Year played was 12 by Odell Beckham. And even then, he put up 91 catches for 1,300 yards and 12 touchdowns. It was a terrific year. Behind him, a couple of guys played 13 games. Other than that, it's been all 14, 15, or 16 games for the Offensive Rookie of the Year. Now, the thing is, like, who else has the actual numbers to take this if Purdy does look great in the next 2 games? I mean, when you compare the numbers, Kenny Walker, he's played in 13 games.
Mm-hmm.
He has 800-plus rushing yards and 9 touchdowns. Well, previous rookies of the year to win at running back, they put up great numbers. I mean, maybe the closest comp would be Kamara in 2017. But even think about this, Paul. He had 728 yards rushing, 8 touchdowns. He also had 81 catches for 826 yards and 5. That's a stellar year for a rookie.
Yeah.
Garrett Wilson, his numbers actually surprised me a little bit. 71 for 996 and 4. The closest comp would be Percy Harvin in 2009. He had 60 for 790 and 6 touchdowns and 135 yards rushing. Even receivers to win it over the years. Beckham was amazing, like I said. Anquan Boldin had 101 catches for 1,377 yards and 8 touchdowns. Those numbers blow away what Wilson's doing this year.
I could say I would have Beckham-type numbers if White was the quarterback for much of the season.
Mm.
I mean, you could say, look at his numbers, and he stuck with Zach Wilson.
But yeah, so I don't.
It's a tough call. That's why the Purdy thing, if it's only six games, but the offense looks like this and he wins every one of them.
I know. Because he has really good numbers for this short sample size. But he, even like Christian Watson, he's played 12 games. You realize he has 35 catches. That's it.
Oh, I did not.
It's 35 for 496, and he's got 9 touchdowns overall.
No.
That's the only reason why he's in the mix is because of the 9 touchdowns.
Who is this? Mike Anderson, Denver Bronco?
Oh, look, yes.
Is that what that is?
Look at his numbers.
15 touchdowns, 1,500. I do not remember that. Mike Anderson did that?
He was stealing fantasy championships across the board that year.
Wow.
That was in 2000. Oh. Look at the year Clinton Portis had. Well, we bring up that year all the time.
That was stealing a fantasy. I guess some people don't do it. I think it was the final game. Did he have 5 touchdowns?
4 or 5 touchdowns,
game? Okay, but what he did down the stretch, right?
He had, Portis had 1,500 yards, 15 touchdowns. He also had 364 receiving yards and 2 more touchdowns.
Jesus.
I mean, we've been, this year's a little underwhelming because we've been spoiled for 20-plus years and how good these rookies can be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's almost, like Sam Bradford wasn't great. Vince Young wasn't great. I still think Vince Young, it was highway robbery that year. I thought it was Maurice Jones-Drew should have been rookie of the year. Regardless, like the numbers that Newton put up, RG3 was insane. So was Dak Prescott.
Yep.
So was Herbert. Barkley was great at running back. Gurley was really, really good. You really don't have, there's nobody running away with the title this year. That's why it's going to be tricky, unless they just look at Wilson and say, yeah, here's 85 catches for 1,100 yards. Bam, you're going to be the winner.
Yeah.
I don't think he should be a $2 favorite by any stretch, but.
No, 260 at other books, too high.
Yeah.
But that's, I'd give it to Wilson over Walker, and then guess what? They play each other Sunday.
Yeah.
So you're right. You shouldn't be seeing this significant movement based on 1-2 games.
No, it's
no matter what the award is.
The market has been moving way too much on wins and losses this year.
Yeah.
It really is. I will say, though.
Or one good performance and one bad performance.
Yeah. I do think Wilson should be favored right now over Walker, but I think Walker can steal this award in the final two games. Because if he goes over 1,000 yards, and what does he have? 9 touchdowns overall? Well, that'll be pretty strong.
Who knows what the voters think? Maybe some of them say, yeah, I got to have to go with Purdy. Maybe others are saying, no way, not enough games.
Yeah.
But it goes back to how that Tom Pelissero article shocked us last week when he talked to a ton of GMs and executives. And that's when the Shanahan close call for Coach of the Year first showed up, and it's over. Everyone gave it to Bosa for Defensive Player of the Year, and then he went out and had a monster game.
That's right. I will say, too, some advice here for betting the Rookie of the Year. Brian Robinson's 20-1. It's a great story. Obviously, shot in the preseason. He's not going to win the award. Isaiah Pacheco has better numbers than Robinson. He's running for fewer than 4 yards per carry. You can't give him the award. I mean, it'd be a great story. It would be, but you can't. Can't do it. So I would not be betting on him at 20-1. It's a shame Damian Pierce got hurt because he would have had the best numbers out of all of them.
Yes.
Up next, Mike Florio is going to join the program, Pro Football Talk and NBC Sports. How realistic is this Sean Payton back to the Saints story? We'll ask him about that coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Mike Florio coming up. Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10. Plus, get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. With wagering at more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks, the First Bet app's easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Details at VSiN.com/horses. Please support the sponsors and sign up now.
Here we go. Mike Florio now on the program. Pro Football Talk, NBCSports.com. Mike, happy holidays. Thanks for the time as always. We certainly appreciate it. You were writing this at the website last night. It's the worst-kept secret in league circles, the possibility of Sean Payton coming back, possibly to the Saints. How realistic is that, and would it have to be as a package deal with Tom Brady?
Well, I think that what made it resonate with me was that of all the potential openings out there where Payton could land, none of them would entail a clear opportunity to partner up with Tom Brady. Broncos, Russell Wilson. Chargers, Justin Herbert. Not that the Chargers are going to make a coaching change now that they're in the playoffs. But any of these other places, other than Indianapolis, Indianapolis would be the one place where Peyton and Brady could maybe get together. But I don't know that the Colts want to go the aging veteran quarterback route after being burned by it 4 straight years. But the Saints would make sense because then Peyton pivots right to Brady. Brady stays in the division, goes to a team that has given him fits during his time with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and that would just make a ton of sense if it were to happen. They were so close to working together in 2022 with the Dolphins. I just can't help but wonder whether or not they both have that itch, and there's only one way to scratch it, land in New Orleans together.
Can you elaborate on that again when you had that story, which should be, as Dan Le Batard said, the biggest story in sports, about how close it was and what the Brady plan was to go to Miami with Peyton?
Oh, I think that when Sean Payton resigned from the Saints, there was a plan unofficially in place for him to land with the Dolphins eventually. When Tom Brady retired from the Buccaneers, it was with the knowledge that he was going to, step one, be named minority owner of the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. Step two, unretire and go play for the Dolphins after Sean Payton had taken the job. Step one would have been Brady minority owner. Step two would have been a trade between the Dolphins and the Saints for the rights to Sean Payton. And then step three would have been Brady at some point in April or May coming out of retirement to play for the Dolphins. That was going to happen. That was a done deal. And it was the Brian Flores lawsuit that blew everything up. And the Brian Flores lawsuit was actually filed the same day that – I think it was the same day Brady retired. It was tied into some development in all of this that blew everything up and threw it all off the rails.
What if Dallas loses by 2 touchdowns in the first round of the playoffs? Could it just be Peyton alone to the Cowboys?
Well, I'm going to be more specific than that. What if Dallas loses on another crazy moment that has the fingerprints of bad coaching all over it, like the quarterback draw last year?
Yeah, very good.
When they drew it up, they didn't account for the fact that the umpire has to get through the mass of bodies to actually put his hands on the football. You can't spot it yourself. The umpire has to spot it for you. So if there's another coaching lapse like that, and they lose to Tom Brady, coincidentally, in the wild card round of the playoffs, that could result in the Cowboys making a move. One thing that doesn't get mentioned very often, Jerry Jones is cheap. For a guy that's got a $250 million yacht and had to have this great stadium and seems to be very lavish and says all the time he'd be surprised at the size of the check that I would write if it would guarantee me winning a Super Bowl. He doesn't like to pay coaches to not work. So he'd have to be willing to buy out Mike McCarthy's contract. And you'd have to pay Sean Payton a lot more than whatever he was ready to pay him 4 years ago. That's one of the things that's detailed in my book, Playmakers, how close Sean Payton came to becoming coach of the Cowboys in 2019. It was basically a day away from the whole process activating itself. So, you know, the relationship is there. The interest has been there. And this is probably the last chance that Jones would ever have to hire Sean Payton. It all comes down to how this season ends for the Cowboys.
All right, Mike. So if you had to bet on it next year, will Sean Payton be coaching somewhere in the league?
I don't bet. So I wouldn't bet on it. I'd rather keep my money because I know I wouldn't win. I think that, you know, he said recently to Tom Brady on his podcast, it's going to be this year or next year. He may just kick the can a year and see what happens. Unless Brady really is that interested and they're both mutually motivated to work together, their best and only chance to do it may be next year in New Orleans if that's how it all shakes out.
You're a connected guy, great sources. Will the league revisit this NFC South hosting a playoff game against maybe a 13-win Dallas team?
No, it'll never be revisited. It'll never be changed. Here's why. Every owner knows going into the season, I've got essentially a 1-in-4 chance of hosting a playoff game. All I have to be is the best of four teams. And if I'm that team, no matter how bad my team otherwise is, if I win my division, I host a playoff game. They don't want to take that away from themselves. Because you never know when this rule that's creating a screwy outcome right now in the NFC South and was creating a screwy outcome 2 years ago in the NFC East. You can have a couple of division champions that are at or below 500 this year, both of the Souths. I mean, the Jaguars right now are 7-8. They could finish 8-9. And still win the division. So they're just not going to change it because the owners very much like the fact that you just have to be the best of four teams to not just make the playoffs but host a playoff game.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, but I see where you're coming from. Does Tua play again this year?
Well, look, I don't think the question is should he play again this year. I think the question is should he play again ever? Because if he's cleared to play, then he should play. Now, will he be cleared to play, but will there be other considerations, optics, PR, whatever, that caused the Dolphins to do what they did back in the middle of October when they were playing the Vikings and he was cleared to play, but he didn't play in that game? I think the pressure is going to be on the team, the pressure is on the league, and the pressure is going to be on Tua to not play. And I think at some point, you know, you try to play these things out and figure out where it's all heading. At some point, Tua is not going to be able to get cleared by a doctor. We had the story very recently with Mike White supposedly talking to 10 different doctors to try to get cleared to play with a broken rib. At a certain point, Tua is going to be that guy who's going to every doctor that he can find and not get clearance to play. And then you've got the possibility, and this has shades of Colin Kaepernick, although the substance of it is very different. The idea that the league may just decide it's not good for business to have Tua playing in the National Football League because he's small. He's in a position where the physics do not favor him when 300-pound guys start whipping his body around. Yeah. He doesn't protect himself the way a Drew Brees does. And it may just be, hey, we've had enough of these Tua Tagovailoa concussion controversies. This is going to be a thing for as long as he's in the NFL. We have to worry about this possibility of another concussion and, you know, new shows talking about growing concerns about Tua's health. He's a popular player. I wouldn't be surprised if at the end of the day, there's just no job for him in the NFL. And they all collectively, independently make the assessment that Tua's not a good choice to be a starting quarterback. It may look like collusion, but it could be that the 32 teams individually realize the best interest of the broader business are to use quarterbacks who don't have these concussion issues that become major national stories. It's wrong if it comes to that, but it wouldn't surprise me if that's what happens.
You can follow Mike on Twitter. He is at Pro Football Talk. Does a great job with the website at NBCSports.com as well. Mike, happy holidays. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate that.
Thanks, guys. Good talking to you.
You too.
Be good.
Great job. There you know, he referenced his book, too, that part of the book, Playmakers. That is a wild story as well. Breeze was going to be the coach of the Cowboys, but then Anthony...
Peyton.
What'd I say?
Breeze.
Oh, geez, thank you. Peyton was going to be the coach of the Cowboys, but then Anthony Davis requested a trade. And then Loomis was also calling the shots with the Pelicans
The
Saints, and he didn't want Peyton and Davis to leave on his watch with the two big teams.
That's exactly right.
That is nuts. Mm-hmm. If Davis doesn't request the trade, Peyton is the coach of the Cowboys.
Yeah, think about that for a second.
Oh, man.
I think he's spot on. I mean, if there's a total debacle at the end of a playoff game like last year, I don't think you can bring the guy back.
That's even better.
I mean,
losing by 14 points. Right.
I mean, that's an all-time messy ending to a game.
Yes.
Where you're just completely clueless with that play call.
Indeed.
Now, for that to happen again, McCarthy clearly would never learned his lesson then. So that's you're up. I mean, if you're wishing for that to happen again, it's a big time wish. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a pipe dream.
And you lose to a team under 500 again, and you had 13 wins, and it happened like that. And he's running out of time. He's not going to live forever.
No, that's exactly right.
It's all that up against.
If you missed any of the show today, you go back and listen on your own time. Search the Follow the Money podcast wherever you get your podcast. Second segment of today's show, I told the story of a mad dog. Talked to him for an hour yesterday. You want to catch that for sure. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.